It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about something called cognomovement. We're going to talk about trauma and rewiring your brain. My special guest is a return guest. He's a friend and a teacher of mine. He's a developer and manager, if you will, of cognomovement. His name is Bill McKenna. He's here in the San Diego area, and he's developed this practice with his partner, Liz Larson, and they treat people. They work with teaching cognomovement to consumers and also to professionals. And I've had work done with Bill, and it's helped me a lot, and it's eliminated a lot of emotional or different types of blockages, if you will, mental and psychological and blockages. And I don't really understand the science, what it's about. Sometimes Bill uses a soccer ball with it, where you have to, there's a lot of work with eye movement. I don't quite understand exactly how it works, but it worked for me. On Guys Guys Radio, I'm just a regular guy like you folks out there, and I ask the questions that I hope you'd want me to ask to get more information. I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. We don't do that on this show. We bring information out there, and then it's up to you to determine, is this something that fits into how I live and maybe some of the issues I might have? And you know, on Guys Guys Radio, we do wellness, and we do spirituality, and we do diet and fitness and all kinds of stuff with New York Times best-selling authors, celebrities, and we just have a lot of fun on the show while bringing these thought leaders on and getting as much information as possible for men and women, everybody who can benefit, every human out there who can benefit from the information from these wonderful guests we have here every week on the show. So I think you're going to enjoy our conversation with Bill McKenna all about cognomovement. So we're in December now. We're on our way to the end of the year. The holidays are coming up. We just had Thanksgiving. And you know what? This has been another tough year. It's gone fast. The second half seems to have zoomed by, particularly like since the summer ended. Like, poof, we're in the final turn. And I know this month of December brings a lot of stress with it at times. And it doesn't have to be that way. Just take a step back. I mean, I think you're going to shop for people and all that. You either do it early or do it really late, and you can get some deals. I remember when I used to live in New York City, I lived on 34th Street, and I'd wait till the last minute. I'd walk down 34th Street to Macy's at about 10 o'clock at night on like either the 22nd or 23rd, and I'd buy my presents for everybody there. I could walk floor to floor. There was hardly anybody in the store. Got some great deals, and then I would hop on the train the next day back to New Jersey and visit my family. But that worked for me. Now I do everything early. So what about you? Do you get your presents early or late? And you know what? These holidays, unfortunately, there's so much consumerism, and a lot of it is about presents. And our economy in the U.S. is like 2/3 of it, I believe, is driven by consumer spending. And it seems like no matter what happens, whether it's inflation or debt or everything else, people are spending money all the time, and that drives the U.S. economy. And U.S. economies, I know we've got a big deficit, but it's a strong economy relative to other economies around the world. So hang in there. Remember during this time period to love yourself and go easy on yourself and give other people a break as best you can and enjoy it. So today we're going to talk about cognomovement, how to rewire your brain, how to get the best and most out of your life, and make the changes that sometimes we need to do every now and then. So, Bill McKenna is my special guest, so let's get to it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Thank you.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, we're an interview portion of the show, and I'm very pleased to bring back my friend and my teacher, Bill McKenna. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of topics, including Bill's Cogno movement practice, but we're also going to talk about some specifics in terms of why you have some of the issues you may have with your love life and intimacy and how to address that in a new technique. So it's going to be a fun show with Bill McKenna, and we're going to address some practical aspects that everybody at one time or another, particularly guys, has run into. So let me tell you about Bill McKenna. Bill's a central figure of Cogno movement, blends scientific insight and spiritual wisdom to brain wiring techniques. Bill's experience as an ultramarathon runner, a helicopter pilot, and an adrenaline person has helped shape his resilience and innovative approach prior to his kind of spiritual transition, if you will. And he's just an amazing guy, and he's my teacher and my friend here in San Diego. In 2017, Bill co-developed Cogno Movement, discovering that combining brain activation with body focus can lead to transformation change. This led to the creation of the Cogno Ball, which is a key tool in the methodology. And this groundbreaking work has been featured in publications like Newsweek and The Sun. And he shared his knowledge at institutions like the Institute of Noetic Sciences. Today, Bill and his partner, Liz Larson, continue to impact lives globally through these unique methods and techniques and teachings in Cogno Movement. So whether you're an athlete, a student, professional leader, a trauma survivor, or anyone just seeking balance, Bill can help you out. So welcome back to Guys Guys Radio, Bill McKenna. How you doing, Bill?
Oh, great. Thanks for having me back, Robert.
So I think the best way we can start today, Bill, is let's introduce and reintroduce, if you will, Cogno Movement for those folks out there who are still not 100% aware of it. We've talked about it a number of times on the show, and it's a growing movement. It's a new idea. It helps people unlock their full potential beyond mindset and beyond limits. And it's about kind of rewiring your brain. I've done a lot of sessions with Bill. He's helped me out a lot. I really feel like the beast has been unleashed from the cage and everything's going great. And I thank Bill for helping me out with that. So let's talk about what is Cogno Movement, how you developed it, and what are some practical uses for it?
So Cogno Movement is some very simple physical exercises that you can do for your neurology, for your brain. To boost your performance or to process a trauma, to be able to athletically perform at the level that you want, and to have a different relationship. You know, they say, better brain, better life. That, you know, Dr. Daniel Amen of his Institute for brain scans and brain study that he does. And it's really true. What we don't realize is that the problems in our life, all the difficulties come back to our actual brain and our nervous system. When I say our nervous system, I mean that the eyes, the brain, the spinal cord, and then all the periphery nerves, those are all our nervous system, and they have automatic reactions. Basically, a feeling. I get a feeling around something, whether I like it, I don't like it, I'm afraid, I'm whatever be the case, who I'll approach, who I won't approach, what I'll say, what I won't say. It's an automatic reaction. And we don't really realize that we get a feeling and then we think a thought equal to the feeling. The work of Cogno Movement is to eliminate these unresourceful automatic responses. Now, we started really off when you started was talking about relationships, you know, the health of our relationships. If you're experiencing difficulties in romantic relationships, your libido, whatever all of that might be for you, there's something hidden. And that hidden thing is that if you are listening to this show, and you're, you know, right, this guy's radio here, you might be an active guy. In your lifetime, played football. Did you ever get your bell rung? Or you fell off your bike and hit your head? A lot of times you just, you know, you get a little bit of a headache. You think it's not much. You think, you know, I didn't really ever hit my head. You know, I was fine. But there was that time when I was on the swing and I flipped backwards and bam, you know. Or, you know, maybe you got in an accident. Most people don't realize the real life impact to their lives. And what I mean by this is that you hit your head and maybe you've got a headache for a few hours or you're kind of a little bit dizzy. And within a day or so, maybe even less, you're like, I'm fine. I can't actually feel it in my brain. But what ends up happening is the collapse of your life. And what do I mean by that? I'm gonna give you a couple examples. I had a guy, right? Very much a guy's guy. This guy is a legit billionaire, fully legit. Own jet, Lamborghinis, whole thing. He falls down and hits his head on concrete cement steps. And from that point forward, everything collapsed. But it looked like it didn't, to everybody on the outside, it just looked like the guy was unreasonable. And for the guy that's internal, that he hit his head, he was just like, you know, angry, and these people are attacking me, you know, they're not doing the right thing. Literally, not figuratively, everything collapsed. Estrangement from family, collapse of the business, collapse of relationships with neighbors and lawsuits, collapse of interpersonal relationships. Everything collapsed. And it was all came down to a brain injury. A wonderful man who got a brain injury, and we don't really realize that it goes on for years and years and years. You might think, you know, I've been chronically just, you know, I'm kind of in a malaise for the past, you know, 20 years. You know, I don't have the energy. You know, I start a relationship and then it collapses, or I get involved in people trying to scam me. All kinds of different things that happen. If you have shoulder injuries, knee injuries, hip injuries, notice what side of the body it keeps happening on. You probably have an injury where you can't actually peripherally notice that area, and that's where the accidents start to happen on a particular side. If you have digestion problems, this is super common with people who've gotten a brain injury. But the great news is that with some brain exercises that are simple, you can reconnect your brain. You can reconnect those parts of the brain, and that's what we do. Cognitive movement is brain exercises, and it will literally connect up parts of your brain that weren't connected, and you see more, you understand more, everything begins to work.
Okay. Bill McKenna, the creator of Cognitive Movement, my special guest on Guys Radio. We're talking about what Cognitive Movement is, how it works, and some specifics today, because the name of the show is Guys Radio, about impacts to the head and how that it can impact a lot of areas of your life over time. So let me ask you a few questions, Bill, about what you just said. Everybody probably, you know, who plays sports has gotten a hit on the noggin at some point, whether it's baseball, football, or whatever. I got hit with a baseball bat when I was a kid and I didn't have my helmet on. Everybody's fallen on their head. I played soccer a lot. So many kids play football. You know, if you're in contact sports like boxing or even basketball, you get an elbow, whatever. So the point is everybody's getting a hit to the noggin. Does everybody then have some type of trauma issue, or can do only some people does it show only show up in some people over a course of time?
You know, well, I'm going to start at the beginning, and that is an untreated concussion is an untreated concussion. According to Dr. Daniel Amen, he's done over 180,000 what they call SPECT scans, where he can see where the injury is in the brain by where the blood flows in the brain. Now, here's the thing. You might, the way that it appears to the person that's injured, like for myself, I'm going to use myself as an example, right? I'm a regular guy. I played football in high school. And I was so proud of that. You know, you wanted to have a little, the white ring on your helmet, right, because it meant you were a sticker, you know? And like, you see those dudes with, they got where the, basically the plastic indented, you hit so damn hard, the plastic indented on your helmet. And you looked at, you know, the senior guys that were all steroided up, and you're like, whoa, man, he's a, you know, he's a mean mamma jamma. And, you know, and so, you know, sticking was a thing. And I, you know, obviously, you know, being young and, you know, filled with testosterone, you know, that was me. And I,
spear,
I
got, right?
Yeah, spear, all, yeah. And, you know, I, you know, I was involved in martial arts since I think I was six, you know, so for, you know, 40 years, you know, of every possible thing that you could take martial art wise and get either, you know, punched, kicked, hit, elbowed, every damn thing.
Right.
I had it. I also was used to skydive, and I would, when I skydived one time, I, my parachute collapsed and I ended up pounding it in, and I was, on the ground dying. You know, I broke my face and you know, I was in ICU for a long time. But my point is, somebody asked me, my business partner asked me, you know, hey, have you ever had a brain injury or a concussion? And my answer, no, I didn't remember. My point is, you don't even remember, you don't, because you don't think much of it. No, it's no big deal. You know, I got an accident. I got my bell rung. I'm fine. But the truth is that kind of down feeling or downtrodden feeling or life's a struggle or, you know, all those things, those things will show up. Very specifically, my long-winded answer here is that you don't know. You know, you think like this is how life is for me. But if you go back in time and you're honest with yourself, you will start to notice like, oh, you know what? Life did go to hell after that. Divorces. Did I get a divorce? Did my business collapse? Did my family relationships go to hell? Ask yourself this. Right before then, was there an accident? You went skiing, you were snowboarding, something happened? The odds are that a brain injury of some kind will be involved, but it's not just a physical injury. Now, the work of, again, Dr. Daniel Amen, he says, you know what? On the SPECT scan, the brain scan where the blood flows, an emotional injury, meaning a real trauma, like a divorce, like a death of your loved one, or some other trauma endured, it looks exactly like you got hit on the head with a baseball or whatever the case may be.
So let's say then, Bill, that just about everybody has had some type of either trauma, emotional trauma or physical trauma, and a head injury at some point. Even if you play soccer, you're heading the ball all the time. You play football, you're spearing. Baseball, you can get, you know, plunked. Little chin music there. So how does Cogno Movement address this? What do you do? And how, if you don't go to the doctor, how do you know how severe this is? Or let me put it another way. Does it always happen? Or can you have something happen a long time ago and you just kind of got better and kept going? Is it always this equals this creates that? Is it a chain reaction? A lot of questions for you.
It's in degrees. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, how bad was the injury? And it's in degrees. You know, some people are listening to this right now and they're thinking to themselves, I'm pretty good. But what you don't realize is how life could be if you are fully online. I'll use the example of this billionaire. Once we had got him back online and the full system was running completely, mm-hmm. started a new business, and the thing is crushing it. Mm-hmm. According to him, he said, I have never, ever in my life liked work. I did it because I had to. And now I love my work. He says, it's no longer work. He said that his love life is never, he's never in his life had a love life like he has now.
Now, do you mean sex life or love life?
Both.
Okay.
Both. He has, he's getting married and says nothing like I've ever had in my life.
Now, for you as a practitioner and the creator of Cogno Movement, how do you kind of assess somebody? And then what is the technique that you use where you've had such good results so far? And how long you've been doing this for trauma?
So we've been doing trauma since day one, since the beginning. But we didn't really realize the impact of concussions. What we were going after originally was a symptom. I'm going to get a divorce. I hate my wife or my husband. Oh, I got fired and I'm in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Whatever be the case, we were going after and solving that particular problem. And it wasn't until we encountered some people that have had traumatic brain injuries and we started doing these brain exercises with them, we realized that, oh my God, it's not an emotional issue. The cause is really a physical issue, a neurological issue. So it's been several years since we had figured that out now. And what's happened is the sessions are so much better. You asked a question, I believe, was related to how do you know? How can you locate the actual injury? And I'll actually teach everybody right now how to know. And that is just roll your eyes extremely slowly. And what I mean by this is if you look at my eyes, now on radio, you can't see me, but what I'm saying is like, look across the ceiling, look across down one wall, across the floor, and up the other side with your head straight and level. It's like a huge rotation with your eyes. And if you move very, very slowly, you'll feel certain areas that, number one, I can't look. Number two, it is feels like a strain, like my eyes are pulling. It's very uncomfortable. And number three, you won't even realize you're doing this, is you'll skip huge areas. Like I'll tell you to make a big circle and then the whole left wall, you'll just kind of go past it.
Okay. For the benefit of our listeners out there, obviously if you have heavy equipment, machinery, driving, don't be doing this now. When you get home and you're in the comfort of your own home, that's when you want to do it. But maybe as a little experiment, why don't you do this? Take me through it and I'll do it on behalf of the audience. And then our listeners and viewers can do it on their own.
Absolutely. So here we go. So I want you to look high, look up towards the ceiling, and your head is straight and level. And now very, very slowly, what I'd like you to do is...
So just with my eyes then. I don't tilt my head.
Yeah.
Right? Straight ahead. And
straight ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, your head straight and level. Okay. And now begin looking across the ceiling to the left.
Okay.
You're looking inch by inch across to the left and then down the left wall, very, very slowly.
Okay.
And as you're looking, just every inch, you look extremely slowly down the wall, mm-hmm. And when you get to the, when you get down all the way, you keep going down to the bottom. Okay, that was good enough. Now, for those who are actually watching, you stopped moving when you got hard over left. And then when you were asked to keep going, you averted from your bottom left corner.
Yeah.
So if you were to go and try to look down to the bottom left corner right now, is it difficult over there?
It's a little bit of a pull there. And I was wondering if it's just that, is that just, you know, the mechanics of my body, or is that's a spot, that's an issue?
That's a spot.
Okay. So yeah, down in this three quarter mark.
Yeah. And if you try to go further.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It kind of gets a little muddy down there. It's a little slow track. The traction's not that good there.
Yeah. So this is what we say, the problem and the solution are in the exact same place. And we have particular exercises that we can do to try to start bringing all that neurological activity online. Your eyeballs, your brain, and your spinal cord are one neurological system. So every particular place that you look is a different part of your brain. So there you go. You literally, we can find it. And there is much, much more that we can do beyond just this little sample, but it'll start to show you, there's the place. And when it comes online, here's the thing. You have no idea. You have no idea when that little glitch comes online. Oh my gosh. All of a sudden my golf game is rocking. It's like, oh my gosh, look at there. Pop.
Okay.
And it was just that part of the brain.
All right. A couple of questions for you, Bill. So we did one side and you were watching me. So you located it and I located it and went back and it was the same thing. Do you typically, when you're working with somebody, do the entire circle?
Oh yeah.
To up through the right side, then to the top of the head. Okay.
Yeah. There's actually... this is going to be just the very, very first move that we do, but it'll clearly show everybody in the audience that, you know, is there a problem and exactly where it is.
Okay. Question for you. Where is, so that's that particular location for me, just for the, you know, benefit of our audience. What would that be? What part of the brain?
So, the answer is, I don't have it mapped.
Okay.
I don't have it mapped because it's quite complex. We have not done like live brain scans. We do know every location has a different, and everything in distance, meaning if it's 2 feet away or 3 feet away, it has a different place cell in your brain. So there's an actual place for it. But we haven't actually mapped it, you know.
So you would do that. You would do the entire sphere then to do the mapping.
Yes. Yeah. And we have been exploring where particular emotions are. You know, like let's say you had a particular type of trauma, but over the course of the past decade or so, it doesn't appear that it's consistent. If, you know, your mom dies, you know, it's not always lower right, or, you know, it's not the same place. So yeah, it's complex.
So Bill McKenna, my special guest on Guys Radio, Bill is the founder, creator of Cogno Movement. I have used Cogno Movement. It's helped me. And I urge everybody to check out Bill's website, cognomovement.com.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And so let's continue with this conversation. So how did you, Bill, learn about because cognitive movement can be used, it's a rewiring of the brain for so many different things. How did you come upon this? And then what's the next step in the process? And how long does it take for the rewiring of the brain to address the trauma?
It's different for everybody. As far as the timing goes, some people, it literally, you know, it's one quick session and they're done. And others, it takes much longer, you know, with a real severe injury. But consistency wins. Just being consistent and doing the exercise day after day, it's much like everyone's heard already, is what fires together, wires together. So as you keep utilizing a connection, whether it's a positive, resourceful connection or a negative, unresourceful connection, that will hardwire, and those actual dendrites connection will become very, very strong. So the other question was, I believe, how did we come to this? And that was fairly simple. It was just working with thousands and thousands of clients. We became, you know, very keen observers of what's going on with their nervous system. If you become a keen observer of people's eyes and where they're going, where they're not going, where they can't go, their coordination of them, their pupil size, their many, many other aspects, you'll be able to start knowing, this is what's going on, and here's how we can quickly resolve it. It's basically a real life working with people and determining for ourselves what works quickly to establish a connection.
Now, what are some of the other things that Cogno movement can address? You mentioned this trauma and the head injuries and or traumatic situation or experience somebody had. What are the other things that Cogno movement can address with the rewiring of the brain?
Well, my own excitement is around the upside of life, right? I love working with people that are high performers, Olympians, you know, entrepreneurs that, you know, are interested in getting their own jet and doing big changes in the globe. And, you know, they're excited about life, you know, actors and actresses and performers that they want to change the world. Mm-hmm. And that is very exciting to be able to unleash whatever it is inside of them and create super performance. It's basically your ability to utilize and connect parts of your brain quickly that you couldn't before. Everybody knows, you know, Elon Musk, extremely creative. He connects the dots and he does it very, very quickly. So his system is firing really well. And it's quite simple. You just need to create those connections, and that's one aspect that
What connections, Bill?
The neurological connections in the brain.
Okay.
So the left side and right side of your brain, all of the different aspects of it. There's different parts of the brain, and having them wired together efficiently, synchronized. There's the craving aspect of what we do. We have discovered that there's this amazing ability of your system to rewire itself around cravings. And cravings, a lot of people think, oh, it's pizza, it's beer, it's la, la, la. But actually, a craving can be anything. Maybe I crave a person. Maybe I am craving biting my nails. Whatever the craving might be, you can actually just enjoy that craving, which sounds totally counterintuitive, and do the exercise, and the most amazing thing happens. You know, maybe it's chocolate, and you're like, after you do this exercise, you taste the chocolate, and it'll taste like grease. You're actually beginning to taste something else. And you're no longer interested in it. And you're not talking yourself out of it. You're actually enjoying it.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. It's an amazing ability of your nervous system to kind of start to see the truth.
You know, it sounds a little bit like as a form, and I say this in a good way, like a self-hypnosis in a way that you're working on yourself. And it's interesting that a little over 3 years ago, I stopped drinking alcohol. I had a traumatic experience where I didn't realize I was having an appendicitis attack. And I was writhing on the floor and my life force began to leave my body. And I said, I have to instantaneously, I have to do something or not. And I pulled myself back in. This all happened like in a millisecond. And a voice came in my head and said, don't drink alcohol. Next thing you know, I'm back on the floor. We go to the hospital. I didn't realize it. I go to the emergency room. They take out my appendix. I had some issues with that afterwards, but whatever. I stopped drinking. And I wasn't an alcoholic. I didn't have a drinking problem, but I stopped when I hear a voice in my head. So what I've learned is, and the point I'm getting to is, about 6 months later, I realized I went through the summer. I was like, wow, I'd like to have a margarita. Look at all those people having fun. And then I realized, you know what? It's not the alcohol. It's the ritual. So I got a non-alcoholic beer. I tried it and it was the pleasure of popping open the can and pouring it in a glass. I was like, this is what it is. It's not the alcohol. And so my mind was kind of rewired to say, oh, I'm getting what I was craving, even though it doesn't have the bad stuff to go with it. Now, of course, it takes you a couple of tries to match the taste. And I don't go out. I'd go out and my friends, we'd have, a couple of beers. Now I have like 3/4 of one non-alcoholic beer and that's it. And I'm fine. The point is, it seems like there was a form of, I don't know if it's cognitive movement, but something where there was a rewiring of the brain that I did on my own to address that. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. You wired up some new connections, and that's all it is. You're wiring up new connections, and it's so simple. You can do it within 20 minutes, and you're enjoying it all at the same time. So that, people don't realize most of the time with a craving that, you're not feeling so great, and then you just want to feel better. So you'll reach for that thing, whatever that is. I just want to, that'll make me feel better. And so there you go.
So with the, I stumbled upon the epiphany of that it's the ritual. It's not the ingredient that's important. What can people do? And that was just maybe I was clear. So I came into that, but what can people do to at home? Obviously we want them to take cognitive movement, take some classes and have some treatments done, but on their own self-assessment and also be able to do some things in the privacy of their own home where I can work on myself each and every day.
Okay. Here is a gift for all the listeners out there. This works spectacularly. In order for you as a human to have a craving, in order for you to have a negative thought, a negative feeling of some kind, I just don't feel good. Maybe it's a person. Maybe it's somebody that you live with. In order for you to have that negative experience, you must tense your body. Now, when I say this, there has to be a micro constriction at a minimum. You might be thinking as you're listening right now that you know what? I'm relaxed and I still have my hatred towards my partner. Or I guarantee you, if you scan your body and you think about your partner, there is what we call a micro tension. A little bit of tension in your toe. There'll be a furrowing of your brow. Your jaw might be a little bit tight. Your tongue might be pressing. Oftentimes, people will experience it in the neck or the lower back. Now, the opposite is absolutely true. This is the gift for today, what they can do, and that is relax your tension in your body. Okay, you know what? On a scale of 1 to 10, I hate my partner, a 10. maybe a 9.5. Okay. Now you go, right? Not exactly a 10 because you don't have a gun in your hand. But, you just start noticing the tension and relaxing. Look at it as I'm an athlete, and all I'm doing is just relaxing. I'm going to relax my face. I'm going to relax my neck. I have command over the physical body. And as you relaxed one tension after the next, and then the next, what you'll notice, okay, I got my neck completely relaxed. I fully command my neck and it's relaxed. You'll notice that there's going to be the next place. Ah, yes, it's in my shoulder now. And I could just relax that shoulder. And voila, what'll happen is when you completely relax, what'll happen, the thing will go from a 9.5 to a zero, a legitimate zero. You're like, you'll start laughing. I was like, what was I thinking? You know, you just literally feel nothing about it. And the benefit of this for all the listeners is that it puts you in command. For most of the listeners out there, 99.9%, they're like, I don't do it, Bill. Don't do it. Don't you, you know, stop. You know, you know you shouldn't do that. You know, and you're like, don't do it. Don't do it. I want to do it. Don't do it. And so what ends up happening is you're trying to think your way out of it, not to do it. That tension. And this is completely different. Once the body relaxes, all that goes away.
And how many areas of the body does it, I know it varies, but so let's say you tension your neck, you think about, you know, your business partner or whatever, or something in the toe. How long is it? How many places in the body is it usually? How long does it take for each one? It's just a matter of relaxing those areas. That's it.
It's so easy and simple. What I find, it's probably somewhere around the 10 to 12 minutes. Depending upon the individual, if the individual was ever an athlete in their life at any point, even in high school, they have some command over their body. They're like, yeah, I know how to do things with my body. And it's just, okay, it's my forearm and I'm actually going to put my attention and tell it to relax and I can relax that forearm. So maybe that takes, you know, a minute or so. And it'll migrate and you'll notice a different area. So somewhere around that level, the beautiful thing about it is it's quite laughable because there's no real reason. The partner's still, you know, let's say distasteful, but all of a sudden you don't care. Mm-hmm. You have no new reason for it. But here's the funny thing. I'm just the same as everybody else. I had this person, they walked in the room and I'm like, and after I learned how to do this, I remember they came in the room and I was like, they started yuck, 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 squawking. And I'm there and I'm like, oh, damn. You know, I was, oh, and I was like, Bill, you're having this negative thought and feeling. It's like, where's the tension? I was like, oh, it's in my shoulder. It was just in my shoulder. My shoulder only raised up an inch. And I was like, oh, it's in the shoulder. I said, I was like, oh, down boy, down boy. You know, I was like, relax the shoulder. I relaxed my shoulder. And it was so amazing to me because all of a sudden, it in my ear, it went from to, you know, hey, you know, I'm having lunch today, la 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 la. And I was like, I couldn't even hear the truth before, but it completely changed my ability neurologically to actually hear something else.
So from your experience, Bill, when people have certain issues, where is it the neck usually corresponds with this type of situation and the toe is something else, or is there anything to that? Or every time, I think of my business partner, my elbow hurts, but when I think of something else, then my forearm hurts or something like that. Is there any type of relationship between the issue and your body part that responds to it? And is it always consistent that way?
I'll start it off with not consistent. However, strangely enough, your body actually has its own language. It expresses itself. It is talking to you in a way that you just didn't understand it. Neck typically deals a lot with perspective. I have my own perspective. I'm right, and I refuse to turn my head and look at somebody else's perspective. Literally, I won't turn my head. I won't hear your perspective. And I'm right, you're wrong, or vice versa. Your base of your spine, at the very, very base, oftentimes there are survival issues, money, or my health. Like I guess got diagnosed with fill in the blank and real pain around the lower spine, a little bit further up from that, around the belly button, adjacent to the belly button, is oftentimes problems with blood relationships. There's somebody in my life who's a blood relative who's acting the fool. Around my solar plexus, about mid back below the heart, a lot of issues around work and personal power or being threatened, with your powers being threatened. Adjacent the heart, that obviously around things around love. And so many more. There's a lot. There's the list keeps going on and on and on.
Okay. Bill McKenna, founder of Cognal Movement. It's a practice that keeps evolving in a really good way, because he keeps learning more and more and addressing more and more issues. I have to ask you the one tough question that I think my listeners would want me to ask you is, what is the science to back up what you're doing, besides the one doctor you referred to?
Oh, yeah. On the website, you can see under research, all of this stuff is evidence-based, neurological, scientifically researched. And there are many, many research papers there that will be things that you could look at. Everything from bilateral stimulation to how your ears and acupuncture, how they've proven that we could release some of this stuff through your ears. So it's quite extensive.
Fantastic. So for our listeners out there, not only can you become a participant where you can be a client of a Cognal Movement practitioner in your area, but you can also learn how to do Cognal Movement. So Bill, just got a minute or two left. Tell everybody where they can learn more about Cognal Movement, about practicing, learning how to practice, and being a participant in a Cognal Movement, I'll say, quote unquote, healing.
So the cognomovement.com, that's cognomovement.com. And there on the website, you can apply to become a practitioner. There's also do-it-yourself courses. That's a great place to start, no matter who you are, is you start off with the Essentials Program and experience it for yourself. If you're not really a do-it-yourselfer, you can contact us, and we have practitioners all over the globe that you can work with.
Fantastic. My friend, my teacher, Bill McKenna, I wouldn't have him on the show if I didn't have the pleasure of getting to know him personally and also being a client of his, and he's helped me out a lot. And so I'm a big proponent of the practice and of Bill McKenna as a spiritual teacher. So thank you, Bill, for all you do, and I'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It's Guy's Guy Radio.
Oh, Okay, another fascinating and informative conversation with my friend and teacher, Bill McKenna. Today we talked about some aspects of trauma, but whether it's cravings, recurring thought patterns, hiccups in your relationship, or having some professional hurdles, whether it be in business or even in sports, Bill and his Cogno Movement system may have a solution that you might want to consider. I want to thank you, the listener, viewer, our audience, just wonderful people who are up to board the Guys Train, and we're doing good work. We're helping make this world a better place. And the best way to do that is to work on yourself. Love yourself. Do the best things you can do for yourself, not in a selfish way, but in a way that you take care of yourself, you can start to make the world a better place. Because if you don't take care of yourself, who's going to take care of you? All right, we'll see you next week. Until then, like I always like to say, guys, finish first.